grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 10th chapter of St. Luke, the 36th and the 37th verses. Jesus said, "Which of the three do you think proved to be a neighbor, the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." This parable of the Good Samaritan is certainly among the most familiar and most memorable stories in all of Holy Scripture. Even many people who never darken the door of a church are familiar with it. We have so-called Good Samaritan laws, which protect from prosecution anyone who comes to the aid of someone who's injured or otherwise in need of help. Not very far from here, we have the Good Samaritan Hospital. Yes, our Lord's parable of the Good Samaritan is surely one of the most familiar and most memorable stories in all of Holy Scripture. It's a story which should prompt each one of us to ask himself, "When have I, like the priest and the Levite in the story, passed by on the other side when the truth of the matter is that I could have provided much needed help?" How good we are at making excuses for ourselves, like the teacher of the law who questioned Jesus. How good we are at trying to justify ourselves, excuse ourselves, trying to get ourselves off the hook. Our Lord tells this parable in response to a teacher of the law's efforts to justify himself, to get himself off the hook. This teacher of the law poses a theoretical question: "And who is my neighbor?" But Jesus poses an utterly practical question: which of these three, in fact, proved to be a neighbor to the man who had been attacked by robbers? And of course, to that utterly practical, factual question, there can only be but one answer: the one who showed him mercy. Jesus told this parable, as we heard in today's gospel, right after he had said to his disciples, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." So what in fact did the disciples see and hear? They saw and heard Jesus, Jesus who is the embodied mercy of God, the mercy of God in flesh and blood. We always need to remember that in all of his parables, Jesus is in fact pointing to what God is doing in him. And so when Jesus asked the teacher of the law, "Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among robbers?" the teacher of the law rightly answered, "The one who showed him mercy." The Lord Jesus himself is the one who has shown us mercy. Through him, God has shown mercy to our whole lost and fallen race, beaten up and left half dead, not by robbers, but by our own sin, by our own waywardness and disobedience, beaten up by Satan, who disguises himself as an angel of light. Poor sinners sentenced to temporal and eternal death. From all of this, the Lord Jesus has delivered us because he is the one who has shown us mercy. And because that is so, you might say that Jesus is the true Good Samaritan. At least once during his life in this world, our Lord's enemies, in fact, called him a Samaritan. Samaritan, name of utter contempt. You may remember that the Samaritans were descendants of Jews who had intermarried with Gentiles and were despised by most Jews, who viewed the Samaritans as truly beneath contempt. So it was a very harsh thing to say of Jesus. And the accusation was, of course, not literally true. But the accusation does, in a strange way, point to the mystery of who Jesus, in fact, is. For though himself the sinless Son of God, Jesus is also like a Samaritan, despised and rejected of men, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not, just as the prophet Isaiah had said. There is also this: the Good Samaritan helped the robbed and beaten man at great cost to himself. There was the danger that the robbers might still have been in hiding, ready to pounce on anyone who passed that way. And there was also the expense of paying the innkeeper until the wounded man would be well enough to go on his way. And this is exactly what God's Son did for you, for me, for the whole lost and fallen world. Like the Good Samaritan in the parable, he came to our aid at great cost to himself. Like the Samaritans, he was despised and rejected. He gave his life in exchange for ours, went down into death and the grave, and then rose from the dead, raising us with him. Jesus pours out on us the wine and oil of his mercy. Through baptism, he placed us in the holy inn that is his church, where he nurses us back to health, as we daily receive his mercy and are nourished with the bread of life and the cup of salvation. Yes, this wonderful story of the Good Samaritan should prompt us to examine ourselves. But when we examine ourselves, we discover how far our hearts are from the heart of the ever-merciful God, the God of whom the psalmist says, his tender mercies over all his works. The God who is beyond all human comprehension, as Dr. Luther once said, he is an inexpressible being, above and beyond all that can be described or imagined, and yet who has shown us his merciful, fatherly face in the face of Jesus. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.